Hi, my name is Randy. Do I have Cassandra on the line?
Hi, yes, this is her.
Hi, Ms. DeSilva. My name is Randy. I am on a recorded line. This is about an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do you know about that, Ms. DeSilva?
Yes, can you give me one second? Because I'm at work. Just let me
Okay.
step to the side real quick if you don't mind.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, one moment.
Sure.
Gonna put you in my pocket real quick.
Okay.
Hello, are you still there?
Oh, I could barely breathe. Thank you for opening the pocket. I'm teasing you.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Listen, again, my
Yes.
name is Randy. I am on a recorded line. And just real quick, I know you're at work, but you do recall submitting that inquiry?
Yes, I did, sir.
Oh, no. Here comes the bad question. Did you get sick after using the depot?
Yes, I
What
did.
happened to you? Did you get meningioma?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, because I'm reading your inquiry, to be honest with you. Okay.
Okay.
No, I could say, oh, I just figured. No, to be honest with you, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is
No,
such a
it's just,
shame.
yeah,
Well, let me
and
ask you
it's just,
this. Have you gotten an attorney to help you file a claim?
have I got an attorney, you said?
To help you file a claim.
Yeah, that's correct. I have.
You do have an attorney already then. Is that correct, Ms. De Silva?
You said, do I do have an attorney?
That's a question. Do you have an attorney that's helping you with filing a claim for depo already?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, because that's what we do here. My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line and I help folks that have gotten the meningioma. I actually help them do what's called an intake. And it takes about 10 or 15 minutes at the most. And if you know the answers to the questions, and then what's happened is, are you aware that there is a lawsuit against Depo Provera and they've actually, or against Pfizer, and they've actually started settling these cases already?
You said that they've already, I'm sorry, what was the last thing that you said?
They have started settling these cases already on these Depo Provera
Oh,
lawsuits.
I wasn't aware of that.
Did you know there was a lawsuit?
Yeah, I knew that there was a lawsuit, but I wasn't aware of that.
Right. So,
That there was, yeah.
I mean, I know you're at work, but let me ask you a question because some of the questions that I'd be asking you in order to be able to file a claim, I mean, it's not like it's difficult or anything, but they are questions pertaining to like where you got your diagnosis, your doctor's name, and all that. Do you know that stuff
Right.
very, very handily?
Oh, yes, I do.
Would you like to see if you qualify to meet the criteria to file a claim real quick?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay. So,
How long is it gonna take?
well, it depends on if you know the answers. I'll go as quickly as I can. And please don't take me talking fast as being rude. I'm trying to be respectful of your time. Is that okay?
Oh, no, absolutely, sir, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm
so.
sorry if you feel like I'm rushing or anything like
Oh,
that. That is
no.
all.
I don't want you to feel that way, Ms. De Silva. That's what I'm saying. You're too kind, and thank you for that. But what I'm saying is, seriously, is I don't want you to feel like I'm rushing you. But I do these all the time, so I can probably help you glide through this pretty quickly if you need to get back to work and we haven't finished. Well, we could always finish at another time, but at least we could get started. It won't take long. It just depends on
Oh,
what, if you
no,
know the
it's fine.
answers. Cool. Now, so you did tell me you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Say that one more time, sir.
You did tell me you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes,
Yes?
sir. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay, ma'am. Now, and you did tell me that you have not gotten an attorney to assist you already, correct?
That is correct.
Now
That
I
is
have to,
correct.
now this is housekeeping. I do have to ask this question one more in a different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, Ms. De Silva, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you, young lady. Now, would you be
Sorry.
filing? No, don't. No apologies. Would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, that is correct.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And now, young lady, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And then, The meningioma, was it of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
Oh, you poor thing. Now, this is a required question, but I can help you just a little bit, but you may just know it right off the top of your head. What was the date that you got diagnosed with the meningioma?
I got diagnosed on October 13th of 2022.
Oh, not even that long ago.
No, sir.
I'm so sorry.
It was just such a painful time and a, you know, difficult time.
It is. I do talk to a lot of ladies. I do know. I feel so sorry for you. And the sad part about it was, is it was avoidable if you could have got maybe some warning up front or something. But
yeah,
that's what this is all about. And by participating, hopefully you'd be helping someone else, seriously. And
yes, sir. And I, also, if the doctor would have at least, you know, like, warned me with the side effects or something like that as well.
I do know the side effects. Yes. Are you still getting the headaches?
Yeah, sometimes I do, and I've been having a hard time seeing.
Yeah, there's pressure behind the eyes from that, too. I'm so sorry to hear that. Ms. DeSilva, what is your date of birth?
October 24th of 1990.
Okay. 10/24/1990. Oh, you're so young. You're so young to have that happen to you, too, and you're just trying to do the right thing and get on with your life. I do get it. I do get it. Ah, that's terrible. Okay. Oh, okay. Can I confirm that your phone number is area code 254-384-4834?
Yes, that is
okay.
Correct.
You know, I'm going to send you a text message real quick, and it's not distracting from this call, but I want you to make sure that you have my contact information and my name as well. It's Randy Reese, and I did just send that to you, okay?
Okay.
And you could
Absolutely.
Also... Thank you, ma'am. And you could also feel free to pass that on to anybody else that you may know that wants to talk to us about this. Now, did
okay.
you, thank you. Did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Now, as far as you know, it was the Depo-Provera, correct?
That is correct.
Now, did you, and so you don't recall ever getting generic. It was Depo.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I did.
Now, within any one of the years that you did use Depo, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to getting your diagnosis of meningioma?
Yes.
And ma'am, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
That is correct.
Okay. And what approximately, to the best of your memory, and I know it could have been a while, but when did you start and when did you stop using the Depo? As best as you can remember.
I probably received it like maybe at the end of October of 2022.
Okay.
And I started approximately around maybe, I would say, April of 2021.
Okay, maybe the beginning of April?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so I put for use to start approximately 10/20 of 22. That would be like the third week into it. If that's acceptable, or if you'd like me to make it later, that's up to you. And then we have the stop date of 4/25/21. Oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't 22.
No,
what year?
It's the other way around. I started in April, and then my last one was in October of 2022.
What year did you start?
Of 2021 in April.
Gotcha. And then you stopped in what month of
October of 2022.
Gotcha.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, I gotcha. And that's the best of your memory. I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, so you did use the Depo for at least 1 year. Okay, good. Well,
yes.
Not so good, but for purposes of the claim, you know what I mean.
Yes,
I wouldn't, especially with what you want to, I really wouldn't want you to see you not be able to file a claim. So when you hear me say that, that's exactly what I mean, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, ma'am, please confirm your gender for me.
I'm a female.
Thank you. And the spelling of your name, is it K-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A?
Yes.
And then I have D-A, capital D-A, space, capital S-I-L-V-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And for your email address, I have K-A-S-S-I, the number 3, dot, K-A-K-3-Z, dot, 2016.
Yes, sir.
You don't get hacked, do you?
It just kind of make me laugh.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. And
No.
to confirm your phone number, I have area code 254-384-4834, correct?
That is correct. Yes,
And
sir.
ma'am, for purposes of getting your medical records, what is your social security number?
I'm sorry, what is it that you guys would need that for?
Well, your social security number tracks your medical records. That is the way we pull them. That's the way the attorneys pull them. And you will see that in one of the documents that at the very end here I'm going to ask you to sign. It is a
Okay.
release of your medical records for us to be able to pull them for you. In fact, that's one of the questions that I'm going to ask you in a second here too.
Okay, I can give you the last four. It's 7599.
7599. Okay. Have you talked to us before, by the way?
No.
Okay. And before we finish, I'll just make sure that that's acceptable on our end, okay? But you prefer to just give me the last four, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. And then this number that I read off to you, the 4834, is this a mobile phone?
That is correct.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
It doesn't matter. You can contact me via phone. That would be actually better.
Okay, and what is your address, ma'am?
It's 1505 Quarry, Quarry Drive in Killeen, Texas, 76543.
And that's with the K, Killeen, Texas, correct?
That is correct.
And there's no apartment number there, correct?
No, it's a house.
Thank you, ma'am. And young lady, was your depo administered by a medical staff, doctor, or by yourself?
Oh, by a doctor.
Okay. And how many times would you say overall did you get depo shots? In other words, how many total shots did you think you got?
I got once every 3 months.
So going by the dates there, that probably would have been like seven shots.
Yeah.
Do you think that's accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what was the name of the doctor or the medical staff that administered the shot?
His name was, I believe, Dr. Briner, Dr. Rudy Briner.
Rudy Briner, hold on one sec.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember.
No, you're doing good. And would that have been in Texas?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Would that have been, well, probably not in Killeen. Is there a bigger city you might have went to?
They had sent me to Galveston, in
Galveston.
Texas.
Galveston. Do you think that's where Dr. Rudy might be?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find him.
Okay.
Bear with me. Thank you for your patience.
No, thank you.
Okay, where did he go? Galveston. I have a Rudy Briner at UTMB. Is that possible? University of Texas?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And there he is, a neurosurgeon in Galveston on health grades as well. Okay. Thank you. And did you go see him when you got the shots? I have an address here at 301 University Boulevard in Galveston. Is that where you went?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Thank you, ma'am. If not, that is his address. So,
I remember the university.
well, they usually have, sometimes they may have like an office in a medical center and then another office at the hospital, you
At the
know.
hospital. Yes,
Right.
sir.
But usually the contact information would be the same. And so that would have been at his facility. Let's see what the name of his facility does he call. Do you happen to know what he calls his facility? Does he just call it Dr. Rudy?
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see a name of his facility either. Let me see. Let me take one other. I can put Dr. Rudy Briner, but let me just take one last check if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
he's a
He also has a location on Harborside Drive. Does that sound familiar, or should we stick with the one that we have?
No, I think we should stick with the one that we have.
Okay,
That
then
doesn't sound right.
that's fine. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to put office next to his name as far as administration.
Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, was it Dr. Rudy, was he also the prescribing doctor?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. Then I'll just do some more copying and pasting. Thank you. And as far as you didn't have to go like pick up the depot or anything, it was they had their own pharmacy there, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, some people do.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me just copy and paste this again. Okay. And as far as any other medication that you may have received, would you have gone to like Walgreens or Walmart, or where might have you gone to pick something up, like pain meds or anything they may have prescribed you, that Dr. Briner may have prescribed you?
That's CVS.
CVS. Do you have one in your town, or would that have been in Galveston?
In Galveston.
Okay. Bear with me. Okay, I found it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Just doing a little bit more copy and paste in. You kind of live in a small area. I like that, it seems like.
Yeah. It's like it has its ups and downs. You know, because like, we're like right here in the middle, like between Austin, Waco, Dallas, Houston.
It kind of means you have to drive to go anywhere, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, as far as your diagnosing goes on the meningioma, did they do CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, they did CT, MRI, blood tests, and they did a biopsy. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are. Okay. Thank you. And was that still Dr. Rudy, or did you have another doctor for that?
No, that was still Dr. Rudy.
Okay, that's fine. I do see that he's also a neurosurgeon, so he's probably more than qualified to do any of this. Now, When you got, did you get your diagnosis and everything, or did you always see Dr. Rudy there on Galveston at university at his office, or did you ever go into the hospital or a facility?
I have seen Dr. Rudy.
Okay, and they're at his office then?
Yes.
Okay. He does have it. They call it a medical center where he's at, so I'm sure they were more than qualified to help you. I mean, I see that. Okay. Thank you. And I'm just, again, copying and pasting.
It's okay.
And there he is. And ma'am, prior to you getting the meningioma, had you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I went in surgery to remove the tumor.
Okay.
And it was followed by a radiation therapy. I'm sorry, this is a lot for me.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Okay.
Think of it this way, though. I mean, I know there's nothing that can change time, but at least if you get something out of this and maybe help someone else not have to go through it, it's probably worth it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're almost done, I assure you. And again, was that still, as far as the treatment goes for the meningioma, was that still Dr. Rudy?
Yes, sir, it was.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll just do a little more copying and pasting.
Okay.
And you really are just a few more questions away from being done.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience again. Okay. And we're almost there. Okay. Now, continuing on, so were you actually in the hospital for your meningioma, or were you treated on an outpatient basis?
No, I was in the hospital.
Oh my God. And which hospital were you in?
Can
Would it have been there in Galveston? Well, let's see who let's
even
see who Dr. Rudy treats at. Maybe that's a good start.
okay.
And I'll see if that jogs your memory. Sometimes hospitals change names too.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, he is affiliated with the University of Texas Medical Center, and he's also affiliated with Belleville General Hospital, Walker County, St. Joseph Regional, Houston County. Anything ringing a bell? University of Texas Galveston campus. It's called UTMB Health Galveston campus.
That's probably the one.
Okay. Getting Dr. Rudy's records could certainly help locate that because he's the same doctor, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then, what are the dates that you think you were hospitalized? Just your best guess. Not guess, but to the best of your memory.
You said the name of the hospital, correct?
Yes, I did say University of Texas Medical
Okay, yeah.
Center.
That is
UT.
correct. That's
Yes.
correct.
Yes, ma'am. And
Okay.
just the approximate dates that you were there at the hospital.
Oh, man.
Well, think about your diagnosis date of June 12, 2016. They probably put you in sometime shortly thereafter, correct?
I went, my surgery date was like, I don't want to say the wrong date, but I want to say like October 28th of 2022.
Okay. And how many days were you in the hospital for?
For 8.
Oh, you poor thing. So you probably went in the day before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And that is of the year 2022. So I have you hospitalized approximately to the best of your memory. Because obviously you didn't know that you were going to be doing this when that was happening. And you hold on a whole lot of other things on your mind, trust me. Okay.
That's correct.
So 10, 21 of 22. And then we're looking at, you said you were there for 8 days with your diagnosis date. Well, 8 days. So that would put it at about right before Halloween. Does that sound about right? You got right out right before Halloween.
Yeah, so I went, you said October 21st is what you put. Is
Yeah.
that correct?
Yeah.
It should have been October 28th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was in there for Halloween.
Oh, you were in there for Halloween. Okay. See, sometimes those
Yeah.
things help jog your memory. Good job. Good job. No,
Oh,
they do. They really do. Usually, a lot of times, I'll ask people if they can't remember. I'll say, "Well, do you remember it was near 4th of July? Or do you remember it was Halloween? Do you remember? You know, you
yeah.
perfect." And then you were there for 8 days. So would that have made it November 6th of 2022?
Yeah,
That you
that's
go.
correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then, how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. I just, like I said, I be having severe
Headaches.
headaches
I know.
and I be having vision problems, you know.
Okay.
It's just so drastic. Like, I never had to go through this before. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm so sorry
So,
for you. Let me ask you a question. Do you still go see your doctor over this? Still have follow-ups on this every once in a while?
yeah, I should be having them more frequently, but I actually need to go again. But yes, I do.
But you are doing annual checkups and monitoring the situation, or trying to at least stick to that, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. Now, you may not have them in your possession, but you may. But can you confirm for me that medical records do exist for you in the event that we're not able to get them? But we are going to try. You will be able to get them for us and provide them either electronically or via mail. So basically, you're
Yes.
confirming that the medical records do exist.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, here's the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, all I really need is the first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe. That's the last question.
Sierra?
Sierra with a C or an S?
A S.
Okay.
And then
or number?
You need her last name?
No, just her phone number. Yeah.
1 second. So 512.
512.
621.
621.
0386.
0386. Thank you. And she's your friend?
Yeah.
Okay. I just have to put friend, family, or foe. So that's friend. All right. Cool.
You could put her as family. I've been knowing her since I was a little girl.
Oh, good for you. That's nice to have someone like that in your life. It really is. I am fortunate as well. I know a couple folks that I just, a couple guys, believe it or not, that I've known my whole life. One girl, too. You know what's in hindsight, trust me, I'm much older than you. In hindsight, this particular friend girl that I talked about, we never dated, never had any romantic involvement, and so later in life it does kind of makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right, just one more thing to copy and paste. Now, while I'm finishing this up, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. And there is one other thing that I do need to do. As mentioned, and I think she just walked by, I need to get the okay to just take your last four, unless you want to reconsider and give them all four to me. Otherwise, I just need to go ask if that's okay.
Okay.
You want me to go ask?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you don't mind holding on a second then?
No, yes. Fine.
Okay. Working on your document as we speak. So let's see. Okay, so bear with me, okay? It's just going to be a minute, but I am going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You with me?
Yes, I am.
I don't mean to be taking so long, but and it's going to be fine. I know it is because I've had to do this before. I just got to find her, okay? It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal.
No problem.
So what you do want to watch for, though, is I may get this sent off before I actually come back on VoiceWise, but I'm going to be sending you the document. And you said you've done DocuSign before, correct?
Yes.
It's real simple. And then what is going to happen after you sign the document? I'm going to be texting you, actually, before you sign the document, I'm going to be texting you my contact information as well as the attorney's direct line as well. The attorney himself is going to give you a call that generally takes place within 24 to 48 hours. I tell you generally because Christmas is coming up.
Okay.
And so it may not actually be within the 24, although the gal that we signed up earlier this morning, she actually did get her call already and talked to him. So you may
Oh,
get that
wow.
call.
That was
Yeah,
fast.
it was. Well, they're serious about this. You've got a really good firm that's representing you on this, Mr. Silva.
Yes. It's, this
Okay.
is awful.
It really is. And just to confirm, you don't want me to put a hyphen in the capital D-A, capital S-I-V, S-I-L-V-A?
No, yeah, that's correct. It's just
No,
because
no
Sam,
hyphen.
no hyphen.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're almost there. I see her coming.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience again.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. Did you, while I'm waiting, did you have any questions?
No.
Do you know how the settlement works?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, it's a standard fee, meaning what it is that if the only time there would be a fee to you is in the event that the attorneys are successful. And what I mean by that is it's a 60-40 split, and you get the 60, okay? In the event that there is no settlement, but it looks like you have a very good claim, in the event there is no settlement, there would be no fee, no out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever. Okay,
okay.
So you'll never owe any money on this.
Okay.
Okay, just finishing it up here. Got to get her a little approval on that. And then you'll have your document here. I promise you, you're just a minute out.
Okay, yes, sir.
Are you starting to get a little headache, too?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Oh.
I'm just really tired.
Okay. Are you getting ready for Christmas?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, you and me both, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't on the phone for so long, we might get something done, right? No, I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. Oh, I got you to laugh. Finally. Thank you. Well, you did
man.
A little bit earlier, but you know what I have noticed, in all honesty, and I swear I am buying time. I know you can tell, but I have noticed that you folks down in Texas, no matter what, you're always so friendly. You really are.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I try to be.
Okay. Yeah, she's got that in there, too. Everything's cool. Then we got it. I just copy and paste that in there is all I do. Put hers in there.
Is it, what email does she want? No email?
We can put, okay. We can put,
no email.
For Sierra, we can put her email.
Okay.
We can put Cassandra's email because they're like family.
Okay.
Isn't that correct, Cassandra?
Yes, that's correct.
See? I know. She's giggling on the other end. It's all good. Thank you, ma'am.
I would try to repeat her email, but I
you make our day. No, she doesn't get hacked with that email, okay?
No,
trust me.
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's all right, though.
Okay. So we did have to do a little bit of transferring, but I'm just going to double check, and I do apologize, but I am going to go really, really fast. We know your email, kassi3.kak3z.2016@gmail.com, correct?
2016, yes.
Okay. And let's see. The only things I really need to confirm, we're good. Let's just see what happens here. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, it's coming through. So let me just log back in.
Okay.
And yeah, we're good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Now, it's been a busy week. How was your week too? Busy?
Yeah, just trying to get ready for Christmas and just been working and trying to take care of these kids.
Yeah, you said it. Kids, that's what Christmas is about, though. Come on, Mr. Silva. Okay, young lady, you should have just gotten a text from me. That is a DocuSign. It's also in your email. I will tell you this, that at the end of the document, you do not need to worry about downloading it through the DocuSign app because a copy of it will automatically be put into your email address. If you know DocuSign, you know that. It's kind of a marketing thing at the end of it. They'll try to get you to download their app. You don't need to do it. If you want to, you can, though. But if you've gotten that text, just open it up, click on it, and it's pretty self-explanatory. The first box you're going to want to check is agree to receive information from me electronically.
Okay.
And if you see all that, I'm going to be quiet now. And I'm going to get your text messages ready for you.
Okay. Where do I, when it says please sign?
Okay. What do you see anything in the yellow? Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow.
Okay.
And if you have issues, just tell me what you see or don't see. Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And there's your first text. Oh, that's the second. I sent you mine twice.
Yeah, I got it.
You don't need to be distracted. Yeah, you don't need to be distracted by my text messages. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. It says this envelope was opened in another browser session. The signature has been reset. Please adopt the signature and complete signing.
Do you see where it says adopt and sign? This should be down in the left-hand corner. It should say adopt and sign.
Yes, 1 second. I got it.
Okay, cool. And then just hit continue or adopt and then continue.
Yeah. Is there a way we can... I'm trying to finish this so I can get back to work. Let me
see.
Sure.
See, in the upper right-hand corner, do you see where it says either continue, finish, or start?
Okay.
Hit it, whatever it says. Go ahead and touch it. Don't be afraid to touch anything in the yellow. And I all I can see is that you are in the document, but I don't see that you've signed it yet. But you're really about 30 seconds away from being done here.
1 second.
No worries. No worries. No worries. And Ms. De Silva, I know you're in Texas. I'm in California. I'm here till like 5 o'clock our time, but that's 7 o'clock your time. If you have additional questions, you are more than welcome to reach out to me.
Okay, 1 second.
Sure, take your time.
It is completed.
I got it on my end. Okay, listen, if you have additional questions, feel free to reach back out to me. I did send you a second text. You got me twice, but I also sent you the attorney's name. They're going to be reaching out. If you have any additional questions, don't hesitate to reach out. But other than that, you are done. And listen, I want to thank you for taking the time away from work and participating. Have a very blessed Christmas, you and your family. And again, don't hesitate to reach back out if you have additional questions or have somebody else that wants to talk to me, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome. You take care now, young lady, okay?
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.